You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 225. And on today's show, we are going to do our wrap-up of our book of the month for January 2016, which is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And we're going to talk about fear and gratitude, as well as how to release some anger and resentment that may be holding you back. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey there. Hello and welcome. It's Jackie Elmer, and I'm thrilled to be sharing this time with you. And I have a question for you. How has your week been? Hope it's been great. It's been a week since we last visited on Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, which is our book club book for January 2016. And hopefully you spent a little bit of time saying yes and not being frustrated over making decisions, not having fear over making decisions based on last week's episode for Feel the Fear. So I would love to hear from you some feedback on that. If you're looking for some coaching, my coaching is open. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn a little bit more about my coaching programs and what I have to offer you. And I would love to have a complimentary 15-minute conversation with you and see if we might be a fit to work together. I know one of the best things I ever did in my business was hire a coach. It made all the difference in the world, and it took me from feeling stuck and treading water in my business to moving forward, becoming a leader, a true leader, becoming someone who is on the leaderboards each and every month, and becoming a top incomer. So I know the value in what coaching can offer, and it can for you too. That's streetsmartwealth.com. You'll see the coaching link there. Would love to hear from you. Okay, so let's wrap up on Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. The show notes are at jackieelmer.com/225, and you can get information on the book and, you know, certainly listen into the last three episodes where we covered the first sections in the book. So this time, as a final thing, we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude and the role that it plays and being a giving person. So the first question I have for you is, do you consider yourself a giving person? And I want you to think about that. Do you consider yourself a giving person? And when you think about that, and this is one thing that she points out in the book, this isn't my idea, but it's a great one. And that is, go home and say thank you to your spouse. This is an exercise that she did, is that she asked the question in a class that she was teaching, and she gave them a homework assignment, and that was to go home and say thank you to their spouses. And she said there was an immediate sense of discomfort in the room. And finally, one woman who'd been married for a long time, over 25 years, said, "Why should I say thank you to my husband? He should be glad I'm here." And so Susan asked her, "Why are you there?" And at first she was kind of evasive and, you know, well, he'd be a mess without me and be too much trouble to leave. And so she just repeated the question back to her. And finally, she was able to acknowledge that her husband gave her a lot of advantages. He gave her companionship. He gave her financial security and the feeling that she wasn't alone. And so Susan just said to her, go home and thank him for that. Okay. And it was interesting. Many of them, when they came back to class the next time, couldn't believe how difficult it was to acknowledge the contribution of their spouses. They were able to do the assignment. Some of them were, but they had reluctance around it. And some of them just couldn't do it at all, okay? And some of them tried to thank their children and parents, and it really was challenging for them. So it made them realize maybe they weren't quite the giving person that they thought that they were. That didn't mean that they didn't contribute in other areas of the relationship, okay? That doesn't mean you're a total loser or failure if you can't do that. But you have to ask yourself, what type of giving person are you? Now, I have to tell you, I'm not at all challenged with this, which I was really happy because I had forgotten about this when I read the book again. I've read this book several times, but it's been at least a decade since I've read this book. So getting it back out again and rereading it, when I got to this part, I thought, wow, am I able to do that? I can tell you, I can sit down with no problem whatsoever and, you know, acknowledge the people in my life and what they contribute and what I'm grateful and thankful for. So I'm happy, and I really want to encourage you to try this exercise too, just to see where you come out. Now, here's the key thing, and she points this out. One of the first things that we often think is, what am I going to get back? And that the reality of it is, you might get nothing back. They may just look at you. I mean, they may look at you like you have a horn growing out of your head, like they've just spotted a unicorn or something like that. Giving is not about what you get back in return. It really and truly isn't. Authentic giving is truly giving from the heart, from a heart-centered place. And when you give in this way, it always makes you feel better. It always makes you feel better. So when you can learn to give in this way, when you can learn to give frequently and authentically of compliments and acknowledgement and gratitude to begin with, you'll begin to find that you have a whole lot more to give in a lot of other areas. And there's just something about this that releases us from certain fears that we have, because people who fear have a hard time genuinely giving. It's almost as if they believe that if they give something from themselves, some form of acknowledgement or gratitude or whatever, in a sense, it's taking something away from them, because they live in a mindset that there's a lot of scarcity in the world. So I really want to encourage you to try this exercise. Try this exercise. Make a list of 5 people who you want to acknowledge in your life for what they bring to your life in some way or the other. You know, your spouse, ideally, maybe your children, maybe your parents or siblings, you know. And, you know, it just give it a try and see what comes up for you. Because the reality of it is, when we give from a place of love rather than from a place of expectation, much more usually comes back to us than we could have ever imagined. And I really do believe that, and I've experienced that firsthand. So some things that you want to think about is giving away thanks. I mentioned, make a list of 5 people in your life and make on that list, write down some things that they've contributed to you in their own special way. And then set a goal to go and tell them about that, okay? Beyond just making a list and acknowledging it yourself, have a goal to go and tell them about this specifically. Now, once you've done this, I want you to choose 5 people who you are at odds with in your life in some way or another. Someone who you've had difficulties with. Maybe you haven't been in a speaking relationship with them for years. Maybe you don't even know where they are anymore, but something has occurred in your life with this person or these people, where there's a lot of pent up resentment and a lot of anger and a lot of fear around it. And I want you to sit down, and on that list, I want you to write out a list of acknowledgments and ways that you can thank them for something. Because the reality of it is, even in those difficult times, even whatever it is, if you're feeling like a victim or whatever it is that you feel like they did to you, there's a lesson and there's value in it for you. If you can learn to let go of your ego side of it and learn to find the lesson, you'll begin to be able to acknowledge them for what they did contribute and the ways that it's moved you forward and made you a better person. Now, I'm not going to ask you to contact them, although if you did, I think you would find it would be great and very releasing for you. But what I want to encourage you to do, and she encourages this in the book, is go into an empty room, put on some soothing music, maybe light a candle, maybe you have a relaxation tape or something that you listen to, a meditation tape or something. Sit down in a comfortable chair, close your eyes, and I want you to visualize one at a time each person in front of you. And as you picture them in front of you, I want you to first surround them with a healing white light and tell them that you wish them nothing but good things. You want them to achieve everything that they could ever possibly want in their lifetime. And then thank them for what it is that they've given you. And you want to keep doing this until you feel those negative emotions leave you. this can be challenging and you may need to do this more than once. And I will tell you, there are a few people in my life that I have had to do this with. And it's so interesting that this came up in this book because I started working on this myself a couple of months ago. I started realizing that there were certain areas in my life and in my business where I was staying stuck, and it had to do with resentment and anger and ego around things from the past that had happened, where I was still harboring a grudge, still placing blame, and still feeling like a victim. And I've worked really hard through EFT and tapping and a lot of different things to release these different feelings. So I want to encourage you to do this. And if you have any questions about EFT, I'm going to be doing, it's going to be one of the books that we read actually in our book of the month, but I want to encourage you to explore that a little bit and reach out to me if you have some questions about it. I have some great YouTube videos and some great resources to get you started with that. If you're looking for it, you can just send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer, or ideally post it over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. That would be the best way because I can put the links in there and we can start a discussion around it. So I'm going to ask that you do that instead of Twitter, ideally. facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. That would be awesome. Okay. So I want to encourage you to do that. As much as it's important that you acknowledge those people who are still relevant and important in your life in a positive way, it's equally, if not more important, that you acknowledge those people who are clearly still relevant in your life, only in a not so positive way. That's a huge part of it. And I think that you'll be amazed at what shows up for you when you can do that. So that's part of giving away thanks. Other things that you can do to continue along the path of being a giving person is to give away information, give away your knowledge. You know, when people ask you a question or whatever, help them. Be helpful in any way that you can. That will always come back to you, you know, in a huge way. This podcast is a classic example of that. I give this away for free. Although I will tell you that I'm starting something new in this week's show, and that is a donate button. And it's completely optional, but more and more of the podcasts that I listen to have started doing this as well. They include a PayPal link that anybody can click on it and donate anywhere from, you know, 50 cents to $50 or whatever. There's not even a suggested donation, and it's not mandatory. But as part of the tithing and giving and being abundant and feeling abundant, this part of it plays into it as well. And I will tell you that when I started donating to a podcast that I listen to that I've gotten extreme value out of, it's amazing what showed up for me and what came back. And oh, I just can't even describe what it does, how that really works. So if you're working to get into the role of giving and giving from a monetary way too, I'll get to that in just a minute, give it a try. You can go to jackieelmer.com/225 and you'll see there in the sidebar, there is a little donate button. Or maybe in the sidebar, it'll definitely be in the body of the notes, but I'm going to add it permanently to my site in the sidebar with an explanation of why. That it's not so much that I'm looking for money, because it's not that, but more than anything, I'm looking for a way to provide an opportunity for other people to tithe in a way that creates abundance for them. And then, like I say, I do the same thing. I tithe out to other shows and other people like that. But it, you know, money's just energy. And we create that flow. And what we want to do is create a flow of that all around ourselves and what we're doing. And so that will help create that flow for you. Okay, so you also want to give away praise. That's kind of like giving away thanks, but acknowledge people on a job well done. Praise people for those things that they're doing that are awesome. Give away your time. Okay, that can be in a lot of different ways, but time is, you know, time is one of the one commodity that we can't really get back, but it's also the greatest gift that we can give another person. Often it's just our time, whether it's volunteering or just sitting down and spending some time with a family member who's, you know, not been well, whatever it is, time is precious. And it's also one of the most appreciated things when we give time away to other people. And then give away money. I just talked about that. Money's a huge confrontation for so many people. Many people, no matter how successful they become, and I know this is something I struggled with, have those moments when we have that little image that flashes before us of losing everything and, you know, being the Walmart greeter or being, you know, 88 years old and standing out with the sign begging for food or money or whatever it is. And I don't know where that comes from. I don't know where it comes from for me. I have to say, I feel very fortunate, but in all my life, I've never gone without. Like, I've never gone without the basics that you need for survival. I've always had a roof over my head and a car to drive and, you know, a warm bed to sleep in and clothes and shoes and food and water and even extras. I mean, I've never lacked for anything in that way. And yet I still, much of my life, have had a tendency to create scarcity and lack around certain areas. And I've done a lot of work on that, especially 2015 was a big year of that. It was a big part of, while I was getting my coaching certification, was going through all of that for myself, because that's a big part of what you undertake when you get a certification like that. It's mostly yourself that you go to work on so that you can learn how to help others release those blocks. And that's why I love doing mindset coaching and those kind of things to help people release, because very often, you know, they've got everything else right. They've got beautiful scripting. They've got a list. They're not afraid to talk to people, but they've got a mindset block when it comes to money that's holding them back. We can clear that up. Then give away love, okay? Give away your love. It's important to remember that life is truly abundant, and that abundance will always show up for you if you just open yourself up to it and believe that there's much good in the world. Okay, in chapter 11 in the book, she really gets into talking about a higher power or God, the universe, whatever you choose to call it, and how important it is. And it's kind of interesting. I'm going to tell you, I'm not asking you to be a believer or not be a believer. And I just recently heard this yesterday. I've been listening to a lot of Jim Rohn, who I love. You can get almost everything of his on YouTube. You can listen, listen, listen. I listen when I walk, when I drive, when I cook. I have him playing quite a bit right now. He's my new fixation again right now is Jim Rohn. But he talks about that, and that's what he said. I'm not asking you to be a believer. And he quickly states he is a believer or was a believer. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. And he said, but if you do believe, then it's very important that you spend a time focused on your higher power, your God, and connecting to that inner source, that wisdom that really does shine on you. And when you do that, it goes a long way toward opening you up to those suggestions and the different things that will play a big role in your life. Because the higher self, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, it's a source of positive thoughts and positive energy. It really, truly is. And we all have that within us, and we also have the chatterbox. And the chatterbox is the source of negative thoughts and negative energy. But I promise you, if you will spend time just plugging in to acknowledging the chatterbox, but turning your attention away from the chatterbox and focusing on your higher power, your God, and closing your eyes and opening your mind and opening your heart and just asking for direction and using affirmations that you're strong, you're worthy, and that you know that the right path is being laid out in front of you, and you trust that the right actions are being laid out in front of you, and you trust that you're going to be guided to the right steps to take, the right words to say, the right people to speak to, whatever it is, those things are all going to happen for you. And the more you do that, the more you plug in to your higher conscious, the less the chatterbox will, the less ability the chatterbox will have to take over and tell you that you're weak and that you're not worthy and that it can happen for everybody else, but it can't happen for you. So I really want to encourage you to spend time each day, if you're a believer, and I'm guessing that most of you are, if you're a believer, I'm going to recommend that you spend time each day, I don't care if it's a minute a day in the morning, a minute at noon, and a minute at night, try to expand that to 5 to 10 minutes where you truly close your eyes, you close your mind, and you open your heart. And you open your mind too, but close your mind to all the, you know, grocery lists and to-do lists and all those kind of things. And believe me, we all have it. I do too. You know, I sit down to meditate and 30 seconds later, I realize that I'm making the grocery list or thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner or thinking that I really need to get to the gym before it fills up with everybody and those kind of things. It happens to everybody. But the more that you can practice and focus on it, the closer you're going to come to reaching that point that you want and opening up your mind, opening up your heart and finding those answers. And I really want to encourage you, when something's troubling you or you're feeling fear, especially when you're feeling fear, that's the best time to close your eyes and release any thoughts and just begin to ask for the solution. please point me to the right solution. And it's a good time to do this at night before you drift off to sleep. Ask God to plant in your mind in the form of a dream or a thought that you think of when you waken or whatever, of what those right actions are for you, what the solution is that you're looking for. Same thing if you're particularly rattled about something, if you're having some, you know, serious fears around things. Maybe it's, you know, follow up with a prospect that you've done, or you're doing a presentation for your chamber of commerce or whatever it is. Just relax and ask for the guidance. Ask for everything right to show up the way that it needs to be so that you get the job done. And you'll be amazed at how that will happen. You'll also be amazed at how you'll learn to let go of things. So, you know, you may have done a presentation for that person who you think is the perfect prospect, and if they will just join your business, everything's going to be amazing. But you have to just leave it to that person, leave it to the universe, and put it out there that you've done the best that you can. And if that person chooses to join you in the business and you can work together and do great things, that is amazing. And if not, that's okay, because it's obviously at this point not for your highest good, not for their highest good. And so the right person, the one who you're looking for, is going to show up if you just keep putting it out there and believing it. I believe that with all my heart. I've experienced it so many times. Now, one final thing in the book is that she does have a guided visualization called The Art of Fear Busting. And I'm actually going to do this for show number 226. So the next show, which will be come out on Thursday, this comes out Monday, that show will come out Thursday. The next show, I'm going to actually take you through this guided visualization. I'll probably run through it twice. It's not super long, but I'll probably go through it twice so you can kind of get the gist of it. And then you'll have it and you can keep it for the future and come back and listen to that anytime that you want. Absolutely anytime that you want. So I'm really looking forward to recording that, not only for you, but for myself as well. And then the final part of the book is just remember, you have plenty of time. Now, I say that with tongue in cheek because I also want you to remember that time is of the essence. And the faster you get your business built and you release that fear and you can have the success that you're looking for, the better everything becomes. So I want you to remember that you've got plenty of time, okay? So give yourself a break on the one hand. On the other hand, I want you to take action. I want you to take massive action and have that success, because once you taste it and once you experience it and you feel the great feeling of satisfaction that comes with it, you are truly unstoppable, and you are well on your way to mastering all the beauty that this world truly can provide. So I want to leave you with committing yourself to pushing through the fear and becoming much more than you are at this very present moment. And I want you to remember this: the fear is going to be with you. It's with all of us most of the time, and that's okay. It's not that we ever get over fear. It's that we do it anyway, and most often, we do it scared. So I hope you have found this series helpful. I hope you found the book helpful. If you listen to it, definitely stay tuned to the next show where I'm going to take you through that guided visualization. And like I said, I am super excited about doing it myself and kind of going through that and seeing what shows up in that. So next month's book is Eric Worre's amazing book, GoPro. So you can go to jackieomber.com/GoPro. If you don't have the book and get it on Kindle. It's a book that you're going to want to read, reread, print, highlight, mark up, and certainly pass out to those in your team who join you in the business, because it truly is your handbook for success if you just plug into it. What else? What did I say? Did I say show notes? JackieAlmer.com/225. If you have a question for the show, I would love to answer it. You can just tweet me at Jackie Almer and ask that question. Again, if you're looking for coaching, just go to streetsmartwealth.com. Would love to have a 15-minute consultation with you and just see if we might be a fit to do full coaching together. So that's it for today's show. And remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. I want you to get out there and do it scared. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. My 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.